This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains, I hope that I get enough rain to justify market losses next week. They are forecasting several days of 90-plus degrees before we get rain. We'd better get the rain. The 6 to 10-day forecast has above-normal temperatures for most everyone Corn Belt-wide, but it also has much-needed above-normal precip for a big swath of all but the southern Corn Belt. This will be the critical rain for many corn farmers this summer. This is one rain that cannot be missed without causing trouble. These markets rallied sharply to highs earlier in the week on fund short covering motivated by hot, dry forecasts. The USDA reconfirmed that, given estimated acreage, that the balance sheets will remain well supplied with large carryovers. Crop yields are then the essential component to production, and yields will need to come in below USDA's baseline projections in order for carryovers to shrink. There is drought over a subsidence of a portion of the Corn Belt with a high pressure ridge moving around that has prevented a Corn Belt-wide soaking rain needed to stabilize overall crop condition. Forecasts were hot and dry for next week, but have moderated with slight cooling and some rain after the heat. The corn crop is still hot enough to cause crop stress before the rain arrives. As noted, these may well be the most important rains of the season for the corn crop. After several days in the 90s, they will sorely need a drink. The timing of the heat is bad against pollination. Should rains prove disappointing later next week, production will be at risk. We will all be praying for rain. Given current crop condition ratings, it would appear that everything from here on out would have to go near perfect in order to achieve trendline yields. Most private analysts are using 165 to 166 for corn yield that would have a material impact on the carryover. Dr. Elwin Taylor has not changed his outlook for a trendline yield. But I will point out the percentage odds on his risk wheel for trend line are actually not much higher than 50-50. There was a 46% chance that the yield would be less than 172 bushel per acre. While the soybean yield is yet to be determined in August, they are going to need a rain next week too. Summer is going to be over before Congress will get around to approving E15 for summer use. It needs the same vapor waiver as E10. Without the waiver, it can only be sold through pumps for flex fuel vehicles, which limit sales. E15 has been approved for use in all vehicles 2001 and newer. Trump has claimed to be pro-ethanol, but as EPA Administrator, Scott Pruitt is not being that much help. Chuck Grassley is pushing the bill for E15 summer use, but even if the Senate approves it, it'll be hard to become law for this travel season. We will take this whenever we can get it, as the lack of a vapor waiver hinders stations from handling E15, which is only marketable for part of the year. This could be described as a technicality, but the Trump administration has conceded to Congress to fix it, and we all know how that works. It most often doesn't. President Trump promised a lot of things that the markets wanted to hear would be accomplished by his administration and the GOP Congress. They have not reneged on those promises, but have not found the political pathway to enact anything yet. They were not as prepared as they promised. The Trump administration is understaffed and underexperienced in governance. The GOP promised to reform health care under the slogan of repealing Obamacare for years, and frankly, as I expected, it was just a hollow mantra with no substance to it. They have talked big and reformed little in health care. The current bill now under consideration in the Senate doesn't reach the level of what they promised. There are far and away from being ready with actionable legislation for the fiscal reforms, tax cuts, and tax reforms, along with government stimulus such as infrastructure spending to deliver on their promises to boost the GDP rate. Relative to jobs, Donald has been cheerleading the trend that was already there. The Fed would love it if Congress would enact some smart fiscal stimulus so that they could withdraw the monetary stimulus that got the economy where it is. They may, in fact, have to stop easing monetary policy if Congress fails to deliver on fiscal stimulus. It is sort of like my corn crop this week. It looks pretty darn good, all based on the depth of the subsoil moisture reserves that it has been drawing from. We were not meant to grow the crop, however, entirely on subsoil moisture reserves. They were to supplement summer rains. We've not gotten any rain recently, and with summer heat, the crop has a limited amount of time that it can subsist doing well on subsoil moisture reserves. Compacted areas and sand is already showing stress. Like my corn, the U.S. economy needs rain, and Washington has lost the art of making rain. There is a limited amount of time that this economic recovery can go on without a drink of fiscal water soon. The GOP has promised to make it rain, but the economy is still waiting. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.